Harper Children's Audio presents Frog and Toad Are Friends, written and read by Arnold Lobel. Copyright 1970, copyright renewed 1998 by the estate of Arnold Lobel. Production copyright 1985 and 1992 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Hello, I'm Arnold Lobel. I wrote the stories and drew the pictures for my book, Frog and Toad Are Friends, which we're going to read today. Here are five stories about a very special friendship, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. As we read, we'll see what happens when Frog and Toad spend a lot of time together, doing things that make them happy. Are you ready? Then let's begin. Spring. Frog ran up the path to Toad's house. He knocked on the front door. There was no answer. "Toad! Toad!" shouted Frog. "Wake up! It is spring!"
"Blah!" said a voice from inside the house.
"Toad! Toad!" cried Frog. "The sun is shining. The snow is melting. Wake up."
"I am not here," said the voice.
Frog walked into the house. It was dark. All the shutters were closed. "Toad, where are you?" called Frog.
"Go away," said the voice from a corner of the room. Toad was lying in bed. He had pulled all the covers over his head.
Frog pushed Toad out of bed. He pushed him out of the house and onto the front porch. Toad blinked in the bright sun.
"Help!" said Toad. "I cannot see anything."
"Don't be silly," said Frog. "What you see is the clear, warm light of April. And it means that we can begin a whole new year together, Toad." "Think of it," said Frog. "We will skip through the meadows and run through the woods and swim in the river. In the evenings, we will sit right here on this front porch and count the stars."
"You can count them, Frog," said Toad. "I will be too tired. I am going back to bed."
Toad went back into the house. He got into the bed and pulled the covers over his head again. "But Toad," cried Frog, "you will miss all the fun."
"Listen, Frog," said Toad, "how long have I been asleep?"
"You have been asleep since November," said Frog.
"Well then," said Toad,
"a little more sleep will not hurt me. Come back again and wake me up at about 5:30. Good night, Frog."
"But Toad," said Frog, "I will be lonely until then." Toad did not answer. He had fallen asleep.
Frog looked at Toad's calendar. The November page was still on top. Frog tore off the November page. He tore off the December page. And the January page. The February page. And the March page. He came to the April page. Frog tore off the April page, too.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?